Mike Farwell, our man on the scene in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, is getting up early this morning. Sportsnet has Mooseheads v. Knights tonight, Halifax and London. Winner goes at least to the semifinal. Loser may have to play in a tiebreaker game Thursday night. Mike Farwell joins us now. Are you all hockeyed out? When do you fly back?
I fly back later today, booked 12:45 local.
So you're not—you don't even get to stay for the Knights' third round robin game. Crushing for you, must be.
I got to see every team twice. It is a little bit heartbreaking that I don't get to see the Knights yet one more time because you know how much
you didn't see them enough this year. No,
that's right. I know. Domi, Bo Horvat, come on, get to watch them again. But they were actually pretty good last night. In case you missed that part.
But Mike, with every team at 1-1 now, with the tiebreaker a certainty, is there anyone that really is standing out above the rest from what you've seen?
I would still say, Jim, that Nathan MacKinnon did as a player. As a team, though, it's hard to pick. Like the game that Saskatoon, the host team, played, their second round robin game, was so head and shoulders above the first game when they lost to London. Quite frankly, the Blades should be extremely upset they're not 2-0 in this tournament because they should have won that opener over London. It was right there for the taking. They didn't seize that opportunity. But then they came out against Halifax and just played according to the people here, because, of course, I haven't seen them all year, but the game of their season. But each team has shown some flashes. If there's a weak link right now, I'd look at Portland, who has not been great in either of the games. But I have a feeling I had Halifax coming in, and I think that the Mooseheads, with all of the talent that they have, will prevail. But they're going to obviously have to play better than they did in their loss on Sunday.
Mike Farwell joining us on Brady and Lang. Saskatoon is his locale right now, and it's Mooseheads Knights tonight on Sportsnet. I've heard, far from what I've seen, maybe the camera's doing a great job of disguising it, crowds aren't great. I mean, not by a long shot, and even for the Saskatoon, media freeloaders are there in full numbers. I understand that. But crowds, paying crowds, the good common people of Saskatchewan have not come out and supported this en masse. Am I right?
Look, where you see a free Subway buffet and some hot coffee, media will congregate. You know this, Brady. So, yes, there are a bunch of the media freeloaders out here, as you would expect. But, no, look, the camera is doing a terrific job of disguising the attendance here. And the problem, and this narrative has been driving me crazy since game one, it's a building that holds 15,000 people. The biggest crowd that the Blades had here all season long was for a special 25th anniversary game for the building when they had just over 12,000 in the building. So it's not a building that gets filled regularly, even for junior hockey. I can take you back to when the World Junior Championships were here, and even that wasn't sold out. We could argue the merits of that and then the kind of hockey community that we're in. But when you look at the cold, hard numbers, this is going to end up being the fourth or fifth best attended Memorial Cup in terms of the sheer numbers of averaging per game and overall through the 9-day tournament, fourth or fifth highest attended Memorial Cup in the history of the championship. So the numbers are absolutely fine. The problem is that the building doesn't make it look that way.
So it's deceiving, because next year it'll be in London.
Oh gosh,
there'll be 9,000 every game. But your argument is if Rimouski was playing Prince Albert, it'd be tough to put 15,000 in there on a Wednesday night in London. And I agree with
you. Yeah, I would argue that it would be tough to put 15,000 people in a building for a junior hockey game. Not a World Juniors is different, remember, because you're cheering for the flag, obviously. But even a London or a Kitchener or an Ottawa or a Windsor, some of these what we would look at as premier OHL markets, I think they'd have trouble putting 15,000 fans into the building for a Memorial Cup game. I love the brand of junior hockey. I think it's a great product. I just think you have to acknowledge the ceiling, and there is one. But this one, with the numbers that they're going to have, London next year, for example, which hosted in 2005, averaged about 8,900 fans per game back in 2005. Now, that was a sellout. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the numbers, but this Memorial Cup is not going to be far off that. Every game was more than that here up until last night when they had just over 7,500 for Portland and London.
Mike, from your time there, has any player really seen their draft stock drop or go up in your eyes from what you've seen over the weekend?
Yeah, a lot of people ask that, Jim. And the bottom line is it's too short a tournament to really have a major impact. I mean, I guess you could have the worst tournament of your life and people might start raising an eyebrow as to, you know, how you handle things on the big stage. But a lot of the talk coming in was with Seth Jones, Nathan MacKinnon, Jonathan Drouin. So Jones with Portland, MacKinnon, Drouin with Halifax, because they're probably going to be your 1, 2, 3 in the draft next month. And so in the head-to-head matchup, Nathan MacKinnon was absolutely electric, and Jones was just kind of okay. Well, then I get a second viewing of Jones last night and thought, okay, here's a chance for him to kind of step up his game, and he really didn't. I mean, he finished a +4 on the night, but you hardly noticed him out there in terms of making impact plays. So is that going to change, though, what Colorado does when they go to the podium next month? No. They're looking at defense. They'll very, very likely. The only scenario I can possibly see is them actually trading down and moving the pick and then grabbing one of the forwards a little bit later in the draft and getting defense somewhere else via trade or whatever the case may be. But I don't think anybody can really hurt their status a whole heck of a lot unless the completely unthinkable happens. But I always look back to 2010 when it was the Tyler Taylor Sagan Hall debate, and Taylor Hall had a Memorial Cup for the ages that year with the Windsor Spitfires. And if anything, I think he did cement his status, my opinion, but cemented his status as a number one in that tournament.
Michael, we'll see you tomorrow morning, fresh and early.
Guys, I'm not back till Thursday. I hate to break it.
Stop it.
Okay, but I don't want you to expect me, because then you're going to the search party thing. You're going to be at my house again. And we don't need that.
We got to go.
I'll chair these 4:05 a.m. meetings by myself then. They're at my house.
They're in spirit.
They're at my house in my bathtub at 4:05 a.m. All right, Mike. Safe travels back.
See you, Mike.
See you, sucker.